AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A fire official in Northern Illinois says every single one of the approximately 50 structures in the small town of Fairdale has been damaged. Most have been flattened. Authorities say one person was killed and seven injured after a large tornado touched down there. The severe storm system caused damage in a number of areas. Rochelle resident Eric Wittick tells WLS-TV that a popular restaurant in town was damaged. Some of his friends briefly trapped inside.
It's about a half mile across, and I just watched it from our back porch just come through there. And I knew that Grubstakers was down here, and our friends here, they have a bunch of cattle. And so as soon as it was through, then I came down here to see if I could help out.
The Weather Service in Davenport, Iowa, said it had multiple reports of tornadoes in Scott and Clinton counties. Minor injuries reported Thursday in central Missouri when storms toppled trees, utility poles, and billboards. An armed man kidnapped a woman, shot and critically wounded a Census Bureau guard, then led police on a chase through Maryland and Washington, D.C. He was cornered Thursday night in an exchange of gunfire that left the suspect and a police officer wounded. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
We certainly have the sergeant in our thoughts and prayers, and certainly the officer that was wounded in Prince George's County as well.
And we've just received word that census guard shot in the incident has died. Video released from the dashboard of White North Charleston police officer Michael Thomas Slager's cruiser captures the very first moments he and black motorist Walter Scott meet.
Okay, let's start with your license. Reason for the stop is your third brake light's out.
That benign encounter changes within minutes as Scott takes off running and the officer runs after him. The video captures the moments leading up to a fatal shooting captured on video by an eyewitness. Texas prison officials have executed Kemp Sprouse for a Dallas area police officer slaying in 2002. This is AP Radio News. A University of Virginia fraternity says it won't pursue an honor code violation against a student who told Rolling Stone magazine that several brothers gang raped her during a party.
UVA's honor code prohibits lying, cheating, and stealing, and those who are found guilty by a student panel are expelled. Rolling Stone's story about the alleged gang rape has been retracted, and Charlottesville police say there's no evidence an assault happened at Phi Kappa Psi. The fraternity has said it's exploring legal action against the magazine, but not against the woman known only as Jackie. A fraternity spokesman says, from the fraternity's perspective, it's an issue of reckless reporting, careless editing, poor fact-checking, and negligent legal review. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Court records in Texas show that Mad Men star John Hamm took part in a violent college hazing in 1990 at the University of Texas that led to criminal charges and the fraternity chapter being disbanded. Hamm was charged with hazing and had to complete probation, but he was never convicted. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.